Justice Department ordered to respond. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. A federal magistrate giving them until Monday to answer a motion filed by the New York Times, the Albany Times Union, and the group Judicial Watch asking for an order to unseal the warrant to search former President Trump's home on Monday. Attorney General Merrick Garland ignoring calls for an explanation.
Sources at Justice telling Fox News that Garland's position is no on-camera remarks and no written statements explaining the unprecedented decision to search the home of former President Trump, a move that's frankly been decried by critics as politically motivated and far outside the bounds of legal necessity.
Fox's Kevin Cork, Newsweek, quoting Justice Department sources as saying the FBI had a mole inside Mar-a-Lago, telling them where to look for documents and when the former president wouldn't be there. Missouri Senator Josh Hawley telling Fox News Primetime.
This is a serious, serious breach of the rule of law, which is why Garland needs to go. And if he won't resign, he ought to be impeached.
Former President Trump sat for a deposition by the New York State Attorney General's office yesterday. He declined to answer their questions.
The questions, of course, part of a civil investigation into the Trump Organization's business practices. The Attorney General's office releasing a statement confirming Mr. Trump took the fifth.
Fox's Laura Ingle, the former president, saying in a statement he had no choice. The Commerce Department reporting consumer prices overall in July were pretty much stable from June. President Biden called that zero inflation, but the year-to-year inflation rate, the measure used by economists, is still 8.5% higher than this time last year. Gasoline prices continue to fall, down another 2 cents a gallon since yesterday, now below $4 on average, according to the AAA, who pegs it at $3.99. Wall Street higher Wednesday. The Dow up 535 points. NASDAQ added 360. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
House Democrats pushing forward the spending bill passed by the Senate last weekend.
A House panel started debating the Inflation Reduction Act. House Budget Committee Chairman Democrat John Yarmuth says it will bring down the cost of prescription drugs and energy for millions of American families.
It will take the most significant step that we have ever taken to combat climate change.
House Democrats are poised to pass the bill tomorrow without any Republican support. Top Ways and Means Committee Republican Kevin Brady says of the bill,
if the Green New Deal and corporate welfare had a baby, it would look like this.
Senate Democrats approved the budget bill, needing Vice President Kamala Harris to break a 50-50 tied vote. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Several first responders are hospitalized. A police officer in Richmond, Indiana, extremely critical. Officer Sierra Burton shot during a traffic stop last night. Suburban Los Angeles, a police officer responding to a family disturbance was shot in the face in Arcadia. He's reported stable. Memphis, four firefighters are critical, hurt in a collision with a pickup truck that rolled their fire engine on its side. A former high school dean who turned drug dealer, pleading guilty to drug-related charges.
Sean Harrison has pleaded guilty in Boston federal court to a count of racketeering conspiracy. He's already serving a 26-year prison sentence for shooting a 17-year-old student in the back of the head in 2018, over a dispute over slumping drug sales. Federal prosecutors say from behind bars, Harrison worked with fellow Latin Kings gang members to try to identify a police informant in his case. Harrison's plea deal calls for a sentence of about 18 years in prison. Harrison lived a double life, painting himself as an activist and mentor for troubled teens while hiding his own gang ties and luring students into drugs and violence. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.